The most decisive thing, however, is the behavior test. So if you could, yeah, thank you for that. We could go to that slide. And then we have two tests. There was an earlier case law, the so-called Orange Book Standard test, and that was a case of Philips against some implementer with a, well, not formalized standard, which was referred to as an Orange Book. And here, the German Federal Supreme Court said, well, what you need to do if you're using a patent but don't have a license, you need to make an unconditional offer as an implementer to take a license on friend terms. Unconditional really means I want a license. It doesn't mean I want a license if the patent is valid in the fridge. It means I want a license. So this was really the concept. And then we had some referrals to the European Court of Justice. And from that, we received what I would refer to as the Huawei versus ZTE dance. The case was between Huawei and ZTE. And the European Court of Justice taught us that the parties need to do certain things. First of all, because there's so many essential patents, the patent owner needs to give a notice of patent infringement, which is quite alien to the German system, as we will see in a moment. Then the implementer must indicate its willingness to take a license, which is also something which wasn't really filled with life from the beginning. And then the patent owner, again, has to give an offer, because only the patent offer would know what is non-discriminatory, because he would know, or she would know, all the other agreements. And then if, as usual, the implementer disagrees, he or she needs to give a counteroffer. So this was the underlying concept. And so the question is, was this manageable? Well, for quite a while. If you go to the next slide, you will see that we had certain elements to make this manageable. And this was added in green to this slide. On the Orange Book test, to the extent this was applicable, well, there was a safe harbor. The safe harbor, as it was defined by the Federal Supreme Court, was that an implementer could say, I think the right friend rate is X. But if you as a patent owner disagree, feel free to set a reasonable rate. But this is subject to court control, which means the patent owner could set a different rate, which is higher typically, and then it would go to a court, and the court would ultimately set a friend rate, which is a fair and balanced procedure and was quite manageable, if you like. And equally, on the Huawei versus ZTE dance, where that was applicable, which is largely the cases with friend declarations, it became manageable. And the reason was that the court said, well, the complete picture is decisive. It's not like a test where you have one step and the next step and then another one and so on. But it's rather that the court said, well, we look at the overall picture and we feel parties are generally reasonable. We try to help them with a settlement. And we think one or the other side is unreasonable, then the one or the other side will lose the case. So this was the situation as we had it for quite a while. And I think having done that now since many years, we all felt like this is also a manageable situation from implementers' perspective. But then something happened this summer. And if we go to the next slide, I was, well, looking for an appropriate illustration of that new situation and called the Munich Staff Ranting Associations. So guess which of the two dogs would represent the implementer on this picture? Yeah, it's the one on the back. And this is really a new situation, which is not a negotiation of a normal style. And it's not any longer that a friend defense could be based on a situation as we used to have it. And it's not over a picture, which is decisive. But all of a sudden, it was all turned down to willingness and unwillingness. And what happened was there was a decision in May from the Federal Supreme Court, which is in the case of Sisville versus Haier. And that was a case, if you just read through the file, where arguably the implementer was not very kind to the patent owner. So what happened was, for example, a meeting in China, and the meeting was canceled when people landed, and so they could fly back, and things like that. So it was maybe a situation, not being involved in that case and not judging on the parties, but just from what you can read in the file, where the implementer perhaps was a bit too unwilling indeed. And at least it was such that the Federal Supreme Court said, no, this is not what the Court of Justice meant with willingness. It's more than just a declaration, must be more. And when reading the file and the case, you can see this is making some sort of sense and would not necessarily have to change the system. But what happened is, what you can see on next slide, it did change our overall system.